Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara is off this week, so we are at the issues of the day, the normal overview of, there's no such thing as normalcy, right? Every day, everything seems to be in play, no matter what time of year it is. We like to think that we can push all the rest of the world out of the way, right? Just push everything from now till Christmas, push everything out of the way. But that doesn't work sometimes. I'd like it to work, but it doesn't. There are all kinds of things happening around the world, and so they require some coverage, consternation, and clarification sometimes, comments. But then we move on into the Christmas tree world. It's the holiday season, da-da-da-da-da-da. So, Jennifer, you got your Christmas tree, yes or no?
Oh, yeah. I've had my Christmas tree since before Thanksgiving. It was.
Did you get it locally? Where'd you get it?
It's a fake.
From a box.
Because in California, if I was going to get a real tree, I wouldn't be able to get it till probably this weekend. Otherwise, it would get dead before. Mm-hmm. California's not a great place for a live tree. But
yes.
I miss live trees, and mm-hmm. I know this year Victoria made the transition to a fake tree as well.
Yeah.
And here's a good thing. Here's a good reason for doing that, Victoria. This one I actually just pulled especially for you. Because there is a tree shortage, which miraculously happens every year around Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are going broke in New York City trying to get a live Christmas tree. Soho Trees in Manhattan is selling the city's most expensive Christmas tree. $6,500 for a single Fraser fir tree. Now, this is a big one. It's 20 feet, but it's $6,500. You could get 3 Louis Vuitton bags for that.
Well, we always got a Fraser fir, a live Fraser fir. This is my first fake tree ever. It looks okay, but
why did you get it?
Well, because we got one last year, and we have forced hot air in our apartment, and it just the tree died, like, right away. And so it just didn't seem worth it again. So we got a fake one, and, you know, it looks nice. It's fine. It's big. It's 7.5 feet, so it looks nice. But we always would buy a Fraser fir, because I just love how they almost have, like, a bluish tint to the needles, and they smell amazing. But our Fraser firs in New York City, we would spend... For like a 6 foot tree, $125 every year. So I'm not surprised but $6,500 is crazy.
Who has
room for a 20 foot tree?
I know, that's true. But they actually sell this. So if you don't want the 20 footer, you can actually get whatever you want. But it's $325 per foot. And this is all about those Fraser firs that people like.
Yeah.
They're in demand. He said, we're sold out. And apparently, according to this vendor and others, who might be a little less expensive than the Soho lot, there are still, like, I mean, they're still paying at least about $100 a foot.
Yep.
During the economic crash of 2008, farmers in North Carolina's Smoky and Blue Ridge Mountains planted fewer Frasers, which resulted now in the fewer trees that are available as they reach maturity, according to the National Christmas Tree Association.
It takes about 10 or 12 years for them to maturity.
So they're saying at Manhattan's Tyler Trees, which is on 10th and 44th, there's a Fraser fir that'll run $14.99, including delivery, though, installation and setup. So there's that.
Great delivery. Good.
This lady who bills herself as the New York City tree lady, her name is Heather Neville. She upped her Fraser prices by 20% to $850.
Wow.
But the price reaches closer to $1,300 once you consider delivery, installation, stand, and tip, which is all included, so that's a deal. It's the biggest increase they've ever seen in 16 years of operation, according to this woman who is based in Chelsea. She also pointed that big box stores like Home Depot have driven up prices by buying out the small crop of Frasers in bulk, and now there's nothing left for the mom and pop, so they're charging a lot of money if you're going to be hitting up smaller tree lots for the holidays. So keep an eye out. Those Fraser firs are going to be expensive this year, especially if you're on the East Coast in New York City.
Wow. Do you know who Adrian Lovett is?
No.
No.
No. He is the head of the World Wide Web Foundation. And he, over the weekend, was involved in a press conference in which he said the Internet, quote, is at a real crossroad. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Doesn't sound too authoritative. I can't get it out. He said, I think we're in a place right now that is a real crossroads. On one hand, we can see an incredibly exciting path for the World Wide Web. We're nurturing a lot of people with information. It's creative. It's liberating. Enables people to build businesses, claim their basic rights, all the very best in the past 25 years. Does it seem like? It seems like it's been around forever, doesn't it, to a point? But actually, when you get right down to it, the Internet's only been around for about 25 years.
Well, yeah, since Al Gore invented it. So
right, exactly. It's about the right time. Yeah. So on the other hand, he said there's another path that we are more than familiar with, which is a much more dystopian use, a dark path. We have increasing numbers of data breaches, the further spread of disinformation, misinformation, government shutting down Internet access in different parts of the world, censoring. So all of those things add up to a moment of opportunity. The World Wide Web Foundation and the people that are at the top of it, it's a non-profit organization. I thought it was very interesting, though. The other fellow, co-founder Tim Berners-Lee, said, quote, how we respond to this abuse will determine whether the web lives up to its potential as a global force. I thought that was interesting, given that the House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a bill to combat one of the biggest problems with connectivity, and that's robocalls. There were only three people. This is something that because Victoria's Representative Frank Pallone is the one who introduced this bill, we all have robocalls. I have so many of them. It is, I want to throw my,
everyone does.
Just
yep,
a ring,
away from
ring,
it.
Ring.
And the thing that
rings
is that there was that do not call registry, which was just supposed
never
to
work.
The day. It doesn't work.
Yeah, doesn't work at all. Nope, doesn't do a damn thing. So,
and the ones I hate are the ones that come on the cell phone that tell you that the social security is at risk.
Oh, yeah.
Older
right.
People
yeah.
are freaking out about that. That's
what
ridiculous.
Kind of a person does this sort of thing? When we have these kind of human beings that
I
do this
kind
of stuff?
I got into an altercation with one of them.
How do you
oh,
mean?
Oh, did you? I've actually only gotten messages left. Your social security, this is the social security office, and you need to call us immediately and all this other stuff, which obviously I never call back, but I didn't know that there was a live person there. So were they trying to scam you and you answered?
Yeah, they were calling nonstop. I mean, when I say nonstop, I mean literally this was multiple times every single day from the same number, and they would
yep.
leave messages, and they would say, I think it was that my social security was at risk or something,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't
yeah.
stop. And so finally, I just picked up, and they said, please hold to be transferred to blah, blah, blah. So mm-hmm. I waited, and this guy answers, speaking the King's English, I mean, really just, you know, giving it to me, I need your social security number. And I said, listen here, you blankety blanker.
Yeah, right. Good.
Stop calling my phone. I know you're a scam artist. You know, go, you know.
I do a radio program. I'm going to out you.
Yes. No, and so I was a little rough around him. So then he, all of a sudden, once I started on that, he switches to his real voice, which is with a heavy, thick, like, Arab accent. And he starts saying very nasty things, including some of the nastiest words you can think of for ladies' genitalia, right back at me. And, yeah, so finally I hung up and screamed. I said, listen, I've got this number. I'm going to call and report you to the police, blah, blah, blah. And then I hung up. And, yeah, I never heard from him again, so that was cool. But it's amazing how he went from being Bob to, like, being some guy, God knows where he's stationed. And,
yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
But see, how many people believe that? This is what's... So
I
think about my grandparents, who were
yep.
wonderful and smart and beautiful people. If they got that call, they would flip out
yep.
thinking that somebody had messed with
yeah.
their Social Security.
Not knowing.
Because they rely
exactly.
on it.
Yep. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
So carpal tunnel is very common.
Carpal tunnel is caused by a compressed nerve in the narrow passageway on the palm side of your wrist. A majority of the times, doctors don't know why, but sometimes it can be due to a mass or thickening of the tissues in the carpal canal.
And patients will generally complain of numbness and tingling. It mainly happens at nighttime. They
can't. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Sanj Kakkar says if symptoms are ignored, carpal tunnel can lead to difficulties doing what were routine tasks.
Women have difficulty doing their bra. Men have difficulty doing the top button on their shirt.
Dr. Kakkar says for some patients, wearing a wrist brace at night can ease symptoms. A steroid injection may help, although the effects can wear off over time. The next option is a short surgery to open the canal and relieve the pressure.
The actual procedure takes 5 to 10 minutes, and it's amazing the number of times you see patients who say, "I didn't realize that's all it took."
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, "God, please don't let me die in this ditch."
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. So, I was hoping we could find the old Batman theme. Batman. So, in Los Angeles, the police department there is testing a device that wraps up your body. I know how. Trying to figure out this. That's what the Batman used to do, remember? From the Batmobile, they wrap the plastic or the rope or whatever it is around the bad guys. So yeah, they're actually going to do this.
Apparently, that's what the LAPD is going to do now. Instead of actually just tasing people, but don't tase me, bro. There's a new device that they're going to be using. At least several hundred LAPD officers are going to test it out. That won't use force, but it'll detain people. It's called the BolaWrap 100, and it fires a Kevlar cord that ensures that your body cannot move. It's going to restrict mobility, giving officers a few seconds to swarm the person without using measures like a taser or a gun. This was made by Las Vegas' Wrap Technologies, and it deploys a tether to entangle someone between 10 and 25 feet away.
Barbed better shooting them, though, right?
The tether.
If
yeah,
the person has a gun, does it work fast enough to get the gun wrapped
that
up with
I don't
him?
Know. That might be Batman material, but I think this is going to be, instead of, I think cops are still going to have to use lethal force if someone holds a weapon, pointing a weapon at them, but this would probably replace the taser more than anything else. When okay. They're trying to control someone who's unruly, instead of tasing them, they'll just Batman them.
Wrap them up. Okay, use your imagination on that one, boys.
I'm sure the ACLU will say, make sure it's bubble wrap.
Like that, yeah. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Sound time. Christmas, Darlene Love. Crank this up, will you please? Everybody clap. You ready?
Clapping time.
Dreaming of a white Christmas. What do you mean clapping time? Oh, it's clapping time. David Letterman dubbed Darlene Love the Queen of Christmas after she sang her classic Christmas Baby Please Come Home for 28 straight years on his program and then for the last 5 years on The View. While Christmas has taken Darlene Love all over the world, she has one big thing still on her wish list, being part of the annual Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center. She said, I keep saying I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to do that. I've never done it, but it's never too late. I still really do believe I'll get to light that one day. I think somebody's going to say, what were we waiting for? Why haven't they done that yet? I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah, they put Mariah Carey up there every year. Yeah, it's a lip sync, right. So why not let Darlene Love do something?
Exactly. Darlene says she's happy to be part of other holiday celebrations, including being in the cast of the new Netflix movie Holiday Rush, which premiered last month. A run of concerts. She's going now all month long until the 22nd of December. Matter of fact, she's coming around here, and I was thinking of going, but I didn't want to go by myself, so I figured, well, the music, she's been more prevalent, at least when I've turned on the radio. I've been driving a lot in the last 4 or 5 days, and I've been listening to Christmas music stations, both in Boston and Worcester, and she's been there, for sure. She remembered, by the way, she was the wife of Danny in the Lethal Weapon series. People don't remember. That's Darlene Love, who plays Danny. What's his face?
Glover.
Yeah, Danny Glover's wife. Anyway, she says she's happy to be a part of holiday celebrations. Jason Derulo, meanwhile, is going to join Darlene for her appearance in the episode of The View on December 20th. Darlene also recorded All Alone on Christmas for Home Alone 2. In 1992, she recorded Christmas Baby Please Come Home, 1963, for a Christmas gift from Phil Spector, which she recorded with members of the Wrecking Crew, plus Sonny and Cher in Los Angeles. She said, I kept saying, you're going to do a new Christmas song? That's not going to work. Nobody wants to hear a new Christmas song. Phil Spector started adding all the bells and whistles, and once we finished with it, I listened to what we did. Everybody was there and said, wow, I think we got a monster on our hands. And 55 years later, here we are. Love credits her continuing stamina on 5 a.m. kickboxing classes 5 days a week. She has no plans for a new album to follow. Introducing Darling Love came out a couple of years ago, but she's not ruling it out. We have a few sticks in the fire. It's just seeing what catches fire. So that's the story of Darlene Love at Christmas time. Now it's Keith Urban in the spotlight, has released a new Christmas song called I'll Be Your Santa Tonight. He sings about bad weather ruining his holiday with a massive snowstorm spanning his loved ones all over the country. Rather than throw in the towel, he makes the best of his time alone with his lover. We can be naughty or nice. Don't worry, baby. I'll be your Santa tonight. Really? Is that the way the lyric goes? Crank this up, would you please?
The weatherman says it ain't gonna snow this year. And the fog is too heavy to cut a path for the reindeer. Your sister's stuck in Denver.
This is a real downer. Why would anybody want to listen to this?
I think it's a cute hook, though.
Really? You like this, Jennifer?
I love his voice. Yeah, so
I do like it. I just think it's funny. I don't know. I'll be your Santa tonight. That's sort of creepy, isn't it?
It is kind of creepy. Yeah, that's what I think.
So you're going to break and enter into my house.
Yeah, right. Be your baby tonight. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House reacting to the Inspector General's report, calling some of the findings regarding FBI misconduct a disgrace.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. It's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
The report finds no bias, but plenty of misconduct at the hands of some FBI agents, led by former Director James Comey, who Trump fired. The IG, Michael Horowitz, taking almost 2 years to do his investigation, 200 witnesses interviewed, and an almost 500-page report issued. But the U.S. attorney looking into these matters, John Durham, releasing a statement saying he disagrees with some of the conclusions. Now, Durham has the power to prosecute people for criminal activity that took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to another half hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara's on vacation. Well, she went to Mexico for some of this week, right? Wouldn't she go to Mexico?
She's in Mexico, yep.
Mexico, having a nice... Well, you wonder, where does a single woman go and be safe? Where does that happen in
Mexico?
Let's
hope wherever she is.
Yeah. Right. Yes. But there are a lot of places that you can go that are good, actually. Here we are with another focus on lots of things that are going on in the world. Some surprises. One of the trending stories that Victoria is following has to do with Ryan Reynolds. We'll do some people in the news. And Ryan has gotten a lot of attention for this gin. Yeah. Do you drink gin, either of you?
I do not like gin at all. No.
What does it taste like?
Terrible.
Like pine trees, actually. It's made from juniper. Yeah, it's made from juniper berries. To me, it tastes very piney.
Really?
A lot of people like it. A lot of people drink gin martinis or gin and tonic.
Shaken and not stirred?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's the scoop? Why is Ryan Reynolds?
So Ryan Reynolds owns Aviation Gin, and the company has kind of become famous for their very clever marketing, and he does a lot of the Aviation Gin ads. And so last week we talked, well, everyone kept talking about the Peloton Christmas commercial, where the poor wife is gifted a Peloton bike by her husband, even though she didn't ask for one. And then she basically goes through this whole thing, and everyone hated the commercial. There's a huge backlash. So what Ryan Reynolds decided to do was he hired the actress who plays the Peloton wife, and she now stars in the new Aviation Gin holiday commercial. And if you haven't seen the ad, it's a very cute ad. So it opens on, she's sitting at a bar, she's in between two girlfriends, and they each have gin martinis in front of them, and she's just sort of despondently staring into space. And her two friends don't know what to say to her, because they know that she's in the middle of this, you know, firestorm of backlash. And so she takes a sip of the gin, and her first words are, she goes, wow, this is really, you know, this gin is really smooth. And then her friend chimes in, we can get you another if you want, like, don't worry, you're safe here. And so essentially they do a toast. She downs the entire martini at once. Her friends kind of look a little surprised. Then they hand her another one, and then you see Aviation Gin. It's a really cute, clever ad, and obviously capitalizing on probably the biggest marketing, I don't know if you want to call it a scandal, but it certainly has gone to that level for this year. I don't think any other commercial has gotten near the attention that the Peloton ad did. And, of course, it got attention for all the wrong reasons. It was called classist, sexist, all kinds of stuff. People really not happy about it.
Now everybody knows who owns Aviation Gin and what it's all about, though, right?
Well, Aviation Gin is certainly doing well capitalizing on it, yeah. And the actress herself, I think her name, I forget her name now, I was reading about it this weekend, but she had said that she's not really on social media, but she said when she heard about the backlash, she said she just had no idea that this was even going to happen. And then the guy who plays her husband in the ad, he was really maligned as well, even though he's just an actor, but people don't seem to be able to separate reality from fiction, so yeah. I don't know, she said she's happy for the work, and she's happy that Ryan Reynolds reached out to her agent to try to track her down to find out who she was and then to hire her. So she's obviously grateful for the work, but she's in two of the biggest ads of the year now.
Good for her. A couple of other names in the news. Carol Spinney, who is the voice of Big Bird, has passed away at the age of 85. The co-founder of Sesame Street, Joan Ganz Cooney, called her contributions to Sesame Street countless. Not only gave us Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, gave us so much of himself. We at Sesame Workshop mourn his passing and feel an immense gratitude for all he's given to Sesame Street. Sesame Street celebrating this year, 50 years, I think. And Carol Spinney was on the show at the beginning, retired last year. But that was that voice. Isn't that the voice of Big
Well,
Bird.
And Oscar the Grouch, too.
Yeah,
he did both.
Right. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yep. He was a Big Bird, came from the mind of Jim Henson and Kermit Love back in 69. Spinney performed the role with an openness and kindness he attributed to never forgetting what it was like to be a kid. Warm and understanding. He was the same, apparently. So,
lots and lots of tributes all weekend long came out to him.
Yeah.
He was a New Yorker because Sesame Street was all filmed in Brooklyn.
Right. Yeah.
So, lots of, like, even Mayor de Blasio put out a really nice tribute to him. And it was, and then actually, the woman who you were just referencing there, the co-creator of Sesame Street.
Joanne Ganz Cooney, yeah.
Yeah. This weekend she was at the White House, or they had a state dinner for all the people who were being honored with the Kennedy Center honors.
Yes.
They actually taped it on Sunday. It's going to air next Sunday.
LL Cool J is the host.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Sesame Street is definitely kind of, I'm sure they're going to mention, I don't know if they taped it already, actually, now that I think about it.
I think
it may
have been
taped before. Yeah.
It was, usually done a week or 10 days before. And so, but who doesn't want to have, I remember growing up watching my children watching this, and now I'm in a way, because we haven't introduced Miles to too much video at all, but I think this is something that he could at five, don't you think? At 5 years old,
oh, sure.
Be interested
yeah.
in what goes
oh,
on there?
Sure.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got to do it before it's too late, actually.
Yeah. Couple of other names in the news. Ron Liebman, remember him? Played Jennifer Aniston's father first on Friends, but then he went on, he was in a number of sitcoms. I don't think he was that old. I didn't see, he's in his 70s. He passed away over the weekend, as did Renee. I've never pronounced this guy's name right. I didn't see him in Benson, but he was in Boston Legal. You'd recognize him instantly if you saw him.
He was in
Albert
everything.
Albert Genoy. Say what?
He was in everything.
He was a
very recognizable face.
Albert Genoy, was that how you pronounced his name, do you think?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know who that is, so I don't know.
You would if you saw him.
You would know,
Yeah. He had lung cancer. So, but, you know, a lot of these people, you know, smoking gets you. 79 is kind of young when you get right down to it.
To me,
he always
looked old. I think he looked old on Benson, actually.
He did look old, yeah. Yeah, well, that's what, again, kind of what smoking does to you or for you.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X-Mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 at the hour here on the DJV program. How many of you are looking around at designer shoes or a designer watch and think, wow, this is really cool? Maybe designer sheets or a designer makeup kit or whatever it is. There are all kinds of things that you are confronted with in terms of decisions as to whether you want to spend money to buy something that supposedly has more value because it was created by a famous designer, or was it created by a famous designer? Here with some warnings about the fakes that are around for the holidays, and man, there are plenty of them, is Steve Tallon, who is a fellow that has been working in this field pretty much all of his life, a myriad of different industries and technology. So this is something that is important for people. There's so much of this stuff, though, Steve. Where do we even begin?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show, because I personally believe that this is a critical issue at this point for consumers. It really comes down to not just what you want to buy, but where you're looking to buy it. And if you took advantage of all those big Black Friday sales and you physically ran out to a shopping mall or a boutique or a high-end store of any kind, the chances of those products coming back home and being counterfeit are very small. But now with the burgeoning e-commerce world, where there are not just online stores, but sort of consolidated online marketplaces, such as Amazon, which has its own products, its own sales, but also, again, is a platform for almost any enterprise to establish their own store within the Amazon ecosystem, that's where you begin to have problems.
All right, so let's find out how frequently various consumers are victims of this fake stuff.
Well, online, every single day is the answer to your question. Almost in every product sector, you know, from the luxury goods you spoke of, all the way down to everyday consumer items like clothes detergent, there are counterfeit products available on Amazon to be purchased today. As an example, my wife, this past week, we have one of those cool Brita filter
Water filters. Yeah.
Right? And she ordered Brita replacement cartridges. And they came to our house just a couple days ago. And let me tell you, they are not authentic Brita filter cartridges for those water pitchers. Mm-hmm. They are decidedly counterfeit. And my wife bought them on Amazon, but I went to the storefront where she purchased them from, and, of course, the item was sourced from China, not from a domestic American warehouse.
So the Chinese are into, I find it interesting, Apple reports 90% of all the products that they purchased directly from Amazon were counterfeit. So is this all the Chinese? Is that what we're talking about here, the fragrances that are supposed to be from France, and they're not? Some of them have urine and bacteria and antifreeze in them? Good God.
Yeah, it's a decidedly non-American originating influx of counterfeit goods into the United States. A lot of it is definitely coming from China. A lot of it is coming from India and Pakistan, believe it or not. Especially when we look at some of the online pharmaceutical marketplaces, that has been a large influx from India and Pakistan.
You know, I find that I'm going to be a little bit of an axe grinder here. The government is all over farmers and people who are working in our country and doing a good job raising food, but they're all being inundated with all kinds of government interference. Where the hell's the government when it comes to this stuff?
Well, the government is actually doing things via customs. So our customs office is designed, you know, obviously for people coming in and out, but it also has border protection for products. So there are customs officials which are actively looking at the containers coming from China, the containers coming from Mexico, all this stuff coming in through our ports of call. For example, and I think this is a great sample of what customs can do, just last week in Philadelphia, customs seized a large container full of tens of thousands of Oral-B replacement spinning toothbrush heads. And they found them, and they noticed some things that were a little bit off with the packaging, because they have some images and partner with the manufacturers.
Where did they come from?
They came from China.
Yeah, of course.
And
all right.
Just think about that, though, where you have a toothbrush with those bristles and those rotating heads. Who knows what they're made of? Who knows if they're going to last?
All right, check out the website, systech1.com, SYSTECH1.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
All right, 53 at the hour on the DJV program. Tommy the K is off today, so instead of me fumbling my way through how to create a beautiful front door for Christmas, not my area of expertise, but I am good when it comes to food news, and that's always a great way for us to bring people up to date on some important things that are going on in the world of food, whether it's stuff that you can make at home, the grocery store, or go to the store, or maybe in this case, go to the Krispy Kreme vendor near you, offering chocolate glazed donuts, celebrating eclipses this past year. I'm looking at the history. They had pumpkin spice donuts in September. Now they're offering another one-day special. This time they're honoring the holiday flavor of gingerbread. It's National Gingerbread House Day. Krispy Kreme's gingerbread glazed donut features spiced gingerbread dough covered with a gingerbread molasses glaze. My God, think about how, what does that do to your waistline? It'll be available one day, and it's National Gingerbread House Day, which I believe is on Tuesday this week. All right, National Gingerbread Day. Walmart, no news, the biggest grocer in the U.S., expanding their meal kit business. Company said it plans to start selling pre-portioned meal kits and simpler one-step meals in 2,000 stores this year. Meal kits have become popular, particularly with working parents who had little time or energy to plan meals and shop for groceries. A Blue Apron, HelloFresh, and Plated have tried to outduel one another, but now they have to contend with the two largest retailers entering into the space. Blue Apron laid off a lot of workers last year, share price down 74%. Walmart once again putting another company out of business. That's the American way, I guess. I just have very little use, especially since I found out, and I think I told you last week, that they have, in essence, put a lot of dairy farmers out of business by deciding to do business with just the huge mega dairy producers that have 5, 10, 15,000 cows because they can get the milk cheaper. What they're getting is cheap crap. What they're selling you is cheap crap. But that doesn't bother them because that's what they sell is cheap crap. So more cheap crap in the form of the food, the bottled milk that you get is garbage. That's take it from me, a dairy farmer who knows good milk. They don't have it. They're not getting it, and you're not going to get it either. I hope it makes a difference to you. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. McDonald's says that frozen beef is out fresh beef now. It's going to be used in their quarter pounders. The quarter pounder in every U.S. store, except for the stores in Hawaii and Alaska, will have fresh beef. No preservatives. McDonald's crafted recipe will have fresh beef patties now. Is there a difference in the taste in terms of Big Macs and the what you get? I don't go to these places, so I don't know. Does a Big Mac taste like what you get across the street at Burger King or at Wendy's? A hamburger is hamburger is hamburger. I know they source, from my knowledge of how they buy their beef, the way they buy at, you know, they go to the markets, the animal markets, and they buy, they have buyers in each region of the country that buys old cows, and that's, they slaughter them and they grind everything in the cow up into their hamburger. That's what they do. So that must mean that they're doing it more locally in order to make this stuff fresh. They've got to have it in the store, you know, within a day or two of it being created without it being frozen. I think this sounds like quite a challenge, actually, being able to do that. McDonald's has been tinkering with Happy Meals for several years in response to pressure from a lot of public health groups. And so this is their, I guess, the latest way of them dealing with the vagaries of being in that business. I wouldn't want to be in that business by any stretch of the imagination. What business would... I'd like to be in the losing weight business. Matter of fact, as long as we're talking about food, let's talk about what you're eating and how you're going to maintain that svelte figure of yours through the holidays. Matter of fact, through Valentine's Day and through the Super Bowl, a lot of you might be thinking, okay, how can I be successful at this down the road? Well, the answer is to start now. Get on Calitrin. The Calitrin healthy way to lose weight, all natural ingredients, nothing in it that'll make you crazy, jumpy. It's very consistent. Lots of success stories at Calitrin.com. And if you want to start right now going on the diet, get on the program. Stay on it for about 6 months. That's what you can do because the special deal now is to buy three and get three free. Three bottles. They last about a month. And for each month you stay on this thing, you have a better chance of losing the weight and keeping it off. After all, isn't that the goal? Not just losing it, but keeping it off. Check out the deal, Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. You buy three at the regular price, get three free for Christmas at Calitrin.com.
Doctors recommend it. Nutritionists recommend it.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.